Born to be Wild, that's Steppenwolf on Nova 103.5. I promised earlier, it is the ShopRite and Checkers Namibian Champion Boerewors competition. And in the studio with me, I have the lady who is synonymous with the entire competition. She even called this off the Boerewors Tunny, Chef Sinet Prinsloo. Goeiemôre, Sinet.
Oh, it's lovely to be here. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's lovely to see your new studio.
Is this your first time here?
It's my first time okay. here. Yes, it's beautiful. Thank you for the invite. I'm sorry I didn't bring any boerewors today. Yeah. I'll come back with boers, I promise.
Make a plan. Yes. Speaking of that boerewors, you were mentioning, this is the 15th year.
Can you imagine that? Yes. So it kicked up 15 years ago in Namibia, but you know it's kicked off about 30 years ago in South Africa, where it started with a few guys, Brian, and then they involved a chef just to come and give his opinion on his whose boerewors is actually the best. And then we started about 15 years ago. In the first year, it was just an in-house little competition with a small little grill in the shop, and people tasted and voted, and that's how they won. And then the next year, we took it to the... Remember in the days, though, there was that big concert, the Hart van Windhoek. Mm-hmm. And we took it there, and we had a little competition there, and two South African judges that's still in charge in South Africa flew in, and they taught us how to do it, and they brought us some judging sheets, and they gave us a little bit of a course so that we know exactly what to look for. And that's how we started. And then that year, the first, I think it was a Toyota Aya was won. And then it continued from there. And then through the years, different people have won. More and more people started entering. At the moment, last year, I think we judged about 72 boerewors. So people enter online. It's very easy. You go to Namibian Champion Boerewors online and you enter everything. We still get recipes entered that says, buy a boerewors. Bite a tin of chakalaka. Cook the boerewors. Gooi it in the chakalaka and drink a Coke, because they see that's one of our sponsors. And that's not what we want. For this competition, we want your original bit by bit, like from your oma's chest. We want that special boerewors recipe. And then you get to make your recipe, and then you can bring it along to the round, either in Windhoek or Swakop, and then you braai the wors for us, and then we have well-trained judges that looks at a plate with a number. They sit completely separate from the braaiers. They never see a fire. They never see a person. This competition is all about wors. You never judge a person. And then the best 15 worses get selected, and then we judge them again.
So you mentioned some of the sponsors there. Obviously, something like this doesn't happen without sponsors.
Definitely not.
Who all is involved? Obviously, ShopRite Checkers, the sponsors, who else do we have to thank?
So the NAM chefs, I'm also with NAM chefs, and we facilitate the whole judging process and the advertising, and I train judges, but I'm going to talk about that now. And then, of course, Nova, that's why I'm here. And then Top Score, Coca-Cola, Tafel Lager, a beer goes well with the wors as well, and then one, the big one. that's your overall mother umbrella.
Yeah.
Am I right? Well, yes.
Yeah, the Future Media Group with One Africa TV that's actually in the studio with us now, getting us some visuals so that you're used to being on TV. I'm not so much. We were mentioning the prizes. I mean, obviously, there's a share of $300,000. How does the prize element of the whole thing work? Obviously, bragging rights is one of the things.
Yes, of course, yes. So in the olden days, there was a car up for grabs, and then they changed it over to money. And it's also not in cash. You get $300,000 worth of shopping vouchers at Checkers, and that you can spend it at Checkers, a ShopRite, or a YouSave. So the winner takes home $150,000 worth of shopping vouchers, and then the second prize is $100,000, and the third prize is $50,000. So it's also nice for me. So it's not the winner takes all. You now have three chances to take home some money, and it makes a big difference in the winner's life. I'm telling you, it's amazing to see people stand up and doing something that we've had people opening their own little spaza shops with the money they want, because then they have the power to buy and to resell where they are. And it's good to empower people. But I want to encourage all people to partake. And for the last few years, a lot of people from Checkers have entered the butcher, and a lot of them have won some money. But we always have an outside person that comes in with a stunning boerewors.
Mm.
You must read through the rules nicely. If I can just say, they must use a natural casing. They must have 90% meat at least, of not more than 30% fat of that. The other 10% consists out of the juices and the spices. We don't want a commercial spice batch pack. Doesn't work. We suss it out very quickly. When you look at the spice, you must put a little bit of spice on the plate also for the judging. We can look at it and we can see the MSG. You can taste it in the back of your mouth. It dances in the back of your mouth on your tongue. You taste it immediately if you're trained to do that. Talking of training, can I interrupt myself?
Yeah, go for it.
What we do? We do judges training. And this year, there's still two trainings taking place on the 6th of June. It will be at NUST in the afternoon from 2 to 5 on a Friday afternoon. And then we're also doing one at the coast this year on the 17th of June at the Platsameer in a we will give you the venue if you want to enter. And to enter that, if you're a member of the Namibian Chef Association, it's for free.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a member, you pay $300 to enter the judging course. And if you're really serious about entering your boerewors and taking home the money, this is a very good platform to see exactly what the judges look for and to go through the whole judging process and to see what is important. Little things to think about. You know, if you put too much vinegar or too much cloves or too much Worcester sauce in your wors, it turns dark. So if people look at a boerewors, they don't always like the looks of a dark boerewors. It might taste absolutely fabulous, but people also eat with their eyes, you know, so you get all those small little tips and you learn a lot. So if people want to enter, they must please contact me, or they must contact Elsa, who's the secretary of the Namibian Chefs Association, and she her email address is secretariat@namibianchefs.com.
Okay, secretariat@namibianchefs.com. It's really nice that the people who are entering aren't barred from actually taking a judging course. So it's a, you know, almost get yourself a bit of inside information there.
Yes, yes. We've done one already, and three or four of those young people, it was for students. They walked away, and I think they immediately started working on their boerewors recipes. We want to educate people into what a boerewors should be and what exactly it should consist of and what's not allowed and what you should think about. You know, how you stuff it. If you stuff a boerewors too fast, you can smear the fat and then it's just one pink piece of meat. You know, and that's also why a lot of people put crushed ice into their mixture to keep everything nice and cold, so you can actually see the little bits of fat and the little bits of meat. And it's very interesting to do the judging course and to see what a boerewors is. We give them different types of boerewors. There's lots of products on the shelf that you think is a boerewors and you buy it, but if it does not consist of at least 90% meat, it's not a boerewors, and by law they're not allowed to call it a boerewors. So look at packaging the next time you stand in front of a shelf. If it says banger, or it says braaivors, or it says currywors, it's not a boerewors. You're not allowed to put any of those things into a boerewors. No curry, no garlic, no onion, no fresh herbs, you know. And for this competition, you're not allowed to use game, but there's people on farms that make very good boerewors with game. It's only for this competition you're not allowed to use it, but you're still allowed to call it a boerewors if you make it on the farm with game.
Okay. So Ned, we're going to talk a bit more in detail the next time we chat about the specific criteria the judges are looking for, the process of how the entries are going to be evaluated and how the finalists selected, and more advice on how people can get involved. Thanks so much for having come in and chatted today. We're going to chat again, I believe, on the 22nd. And like you said, maybe just run us through those two judging courses again one more time.
Yes. So the judging coaching courses will be on the 6th of June. That's a Friday afternoon. What better way to spend your Friday afternoon than with Buddha Wars, you know? And you know, you get something to taste, of course. And that will be at NUST. And it's at the cooking school, you know, the little bit across the road from the big campus. And then on the 17th of June, we're going down to Swakopmund. So maybe you want to go to Swakop for the week. I think it's a Tuesday morning. We're going to do it at the Plaza Meer. Also, because we always have a round down there, you know, and we want to refresh the judges down there and train up new ones so that we always have judges when we do our round at the coast.
Okay. And of course, you've still got loads and loads of time to get entered. You can enter online at championvorse.com. You've got until the 15th of July to do so. So maybe get yourself to one of those judging courses, get a little bit of inside information and tweak your champion boerewors recipe so that you can stand the chance of winning your share of 300,000 Namibia dollars in shopping vouchers. Sanet, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, all I need to say, if you make a boerewors and you think of entering it, feed it to your family, feed it to your enemies. Everybody must taste your boerewors and listen to what they say. We are looking for a nice boerewors where no single taste stands out. So, and if anybody tells you you need a little bit of salt or it's too much cloves, you know, they have the tongue that goes numb, or too much coriander. Listen to them, because we need a nice boerewors that has a smooth taste and nothing stands out. You know, you don't have too much pepper or too much this. So feed it to everybody you know and see what they say.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.